Luke chapter 12 again. If you're able to go on Wednesday to Columbia to help out with the house, please meet with Eric after this so he can arrange all of that so we can be thorough. We don't want to waste your time, so when you come, we can have stuff for you to do according to what has to be done. They'll arrange all that. Eric will at least, or Rev, one of them. So we're looking into Luke. If you're looking for me, Elijah, I'll be in Luke chapter 9. The first verse, we went over this a few weeks ago. Then he called the 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over devils to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He sent them. Notice he said to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Two different things. And. So there's two things that the gospel ought to be doing. Preaching the kingdom and healing the sick. Most of us, we think sickness is just in our physical body, but it's more to it than that. Sickness in your mind, sickness in everything. Are you with me? I want to talk to you tonight about the purpose of the true church. And I know I've mentioned that before, but I want us to understand what is the purpose. Why is God calling us now to go forth as the true church? Because if you don't understand why God, why we come out of what we came out of, you'll continue to keep thinking that God is just here to meet your needs so you can have a better life. And how many believers you know we stay in that same system for years? Lord, just help me. Let me get by. When I get the job, everything will go good. When it looks like this, and this. Bless me, Lord. It's going bad for me now. Give me good luck. When I get good luck and stuff's starting to happen, some of y'all get amazed when blessings just start fluttering you. I don't know why. I don't know why this happened to me. God must be trying to show me a sign. Why is this? It ain't always a sign. You're a child of the King. But in the midst of all of the blessings and all of the challenges, you got to know why God called you to be and to do what he's calling you to do. The purpose of the church. We know the story of the 12 disciples. When the 12 disciples came in and for three years they spent with Jesus. The Bible, Luke records here. Luke was what, Rev? He was the doctor? Luke was the doctor. Luke records here, he began to say to them, he says, he's recording them, or I should say it like this, Luke is recalling what happens when he brought the 12 disciples together. When these disciples got together with Jesus for 3 years, guess what he said? He's saying it now. Go into the world. I want you to go preach. Notice he wasn't talking to the ministry gifts. He was talking to the disciples, the people who are carrying it. The people who he spent time with, the people who he said, listen, you don't know about why you're here, but there's a new kingdom. Let me take the next 3 years, put it inside of you, pour it in you. When I put this in you, there's going to come a day. And here we jump into chapter 9. This day came. He said, come on, boys, get together. It's time for us to seize the land. What that mean? That means Jesus had to have orders now. You can release them now. We're about to spread what I did in you because you spent time with them. I'm about to release this into the earth. He says, I'm going to give you authority. In this authority, you can preach the gospel of the kingdom. You are qualified to preach the gospel because for the last 3 years, I've been putting the kingdom inside of you. I've been putting it, I've been laboring with you. So now the gospel of the kingdom can go forth. And we catch up even now. What is the purpose of the church? Why is the church here? When you don't know why the church is here, you will stay natural all the time. Everything is natural. Singing is natural. Dealing with issues is natural. Everything is natural. Why? Because you don't understand the purpose of the church. Why is the church here? Why are you living this life? Why are you existing and praying and saying, Lord, I want more of you? It's more to it than that. There's a direction. There's an end that God wants the church to go to. When we begin to grasp that, we'll begin to see God do things like never before. Are you here with me? Let me give you some things that keep the church from going forward. And many of you have heard these things before. You've heard them. When everything, just like I said, everything you deal with is natural. How many know the church is not a natural place? This is not a social club. This is not a place you come where you just need a place of belonging. That's not the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church is not to find a place because you've been in poverty. All your life, you've been in the projects or you've been in a place that's not good for you to come out of the projects and say, you know what? I feel better in this church. That's not the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church is not to get your life up and running so you can be able to mainstream into the society. That's what the church will do for you. But that's not the purpose of the church. Have you ever had somebody, this is how God feel. They walk with you. You want them to come help you do something. But on the way going there, they keep picking off of you. Taking stuff. Say, come on, man. I want you to come over here. Stop talking to me. I want you to come help me fix this car. And they getting caught up in other stuff. Let's go by the store. I need you to do this for me. I need you to do this. That's how God feel. We're supposed to be loving on him, taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. But guess what we're doing? Oh, God, just bless me. Help my family. Lord, if you'll heal my heart. We spend years doing this over. And God is saying, where's my people who are going to grab my purpose? The purpose of the church. When you understand this, you stop going around letting people be normal. When I thought about this message, you know what I thought about, Rev? I thought about how much of the church is in us. Because it's not so much a four-wall church, it's when you're having conversations with people. When you're talking and interacting with people, how much is the church with you? How much is God's purpose with you? Because that's how it's going to spread. As long as you look at the church as being natural. Natural. How many times you try to figure out your problems naturally? Even though God said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But everything is natural. Let's figure this out naturally. Leaning on everything natural. Some of us will say, God, you'll do it, and go do things naturally all the time. Trying to fix it naturally. You're arguing over the same thing naturally. Nobody got the courage to go up in the heavenlies and pull it. Just stay natural. That's why the purpose never goes forth. Because people, things are natural. You're natural. Just natural. The church is not just natural. Jesus didn't just come to the earth for us to be natural. You're natural when you let the news tell us what's going on in the earth. You're natural. When problems come, we deal with everything in the natural. You can't do that. This kills the purpose of the church. It kills it. You start going by how you feel. Oh, I don't feel like that today. You hear people say that, I don't feel like that. You cannot be moved by how you feel. Some of you keep letting that, the way you feel, hijack all God's purpose in your life because how you feel. When are you going to rise up? It's okay if you have a little down moment, but you remember how David really got through? The Bible records David had to encourage himself. You don't need nobody to pray and all that. You got to get yourself, muster it up and say, God, you got to rise in me. Give me the strength. You're greater than this situation. You can do it. I need you in me. I don't want to lean on anybody else. I want to trust in you. It's okay if you use people, but I'm going to lean solely on you. You cannot do that being natural. Just natural, natural. Everything is natural. You can't believe in miracles when it's natural. You never believe God can stretch arms back. You never believe it. You'll never believe that he can raise. Don't you know he raised Lazarus from the dead? He raised him. The man was already embalmed. And Jesus called him back. We cannot even see that because we've limited the church to being a natural entity to meet the needs. And this superficial man-made success has taken the soul of the church. Taken it, robbed it. Because we're chasing after success in the eyes of man. God saying, can I find some people who are not natural? Just natural. Going by what you learned in the past, and God is speaking a noun word. He's saying, we got to go into the now. It's now. You still saying, well, if I could just fix it, go into the now. The natural church will not be able to build and do what God is asking us to do. You're natural, you'll never be able to see God, the purposes of God. Are you with me? I just want to dive into these things, man, of what the church is supposed to do, the purpose. The first thing the church is supposed to do is supposed to be a gateway to heaven. Heaven got to be in the church. Heaven has to be in the church. We can't stay just normal and knocking on doors and saying we active over. No, we got to carry the deposit of heaven. We're not waiting till we get there. We're pulling it down. That's the only true purpose of the church. When I leave, Jesus said, greater work shall you do. Why? Because I'm going up here to position myself so that when the Spirit of God comes, y'all will be able to do more than what I did. That's the purpose of the church. To become a gateway to heaven. You're the stairway for people that are in sin, people that are in the world, to begin to walk up to heaven. If they walk into the church and don't see the way to heaven, there's no purpose. The purpose of the church, Leroy, is to be the gateway of heaven. The gateway. We're holding heaven. Other than that, y'all, we're just doing community service. We're just natural. Talking natural. We carry no dimension of the Spirit. Why? Because we don't understand. When people come here, we don't just want to be nice with name tags, hugging them, and they say it was a good time. They ought to step in and see, you know what? I understand I came in because of your generosity and I felt the presence of God. But there's a staircase leading up to something that I never see. The gospel of the kingdom. But if the church ain't the gateway to heaven, ain't nothing going on. They got good music. Hillsong and all this stuff. They got all this natural stuff. They sing nice. They touch you with the presence of God, but they can't do anything else. The purpose of the church is not just for God's presence to be there. You know, if you got children and your presence is there after a while, guess what they do? They pull on you. They know you're there. They'll ask you to do something else. You got to go to another level. It's not enough for the church just to say God's presence is here. Ooh, I cried today. That song they sang. That's not enough. Where is the gateway to heaven in the church? Are you with me? That's why we got to understand that if we don't begin to do this, y'all, we become irrelevant. That's why you're crafting Christ on the inside of your life. That's why you're becoming more like him. You're not dying to yourself just to say you want to get away from the world. You're becoming more like Christ. You're making your life the doorway so people don't just see the church. They see the kingdom of heaven. You're bringing that down. Other than that, what are you doing? It's no good. Y'all see that? Do what you think we can do without God, the kingdom? When this man passed this homosexual law in New York, and the church just sitting there saying, well, we could just let it ride. Just let it ride. I guess this is just natural. Church people do that. The people voting on that, they going to church tomorrow morning. You know why? Because they got a building they call church, but the gateway to heaven is not there. They lost the purposes of God. See, the gateway to heaven can only be built with people who are connected to God. When you're connected to God in a relationship, God is building the pathways in the spirit. That's why when they walk into the church, they got to see people who know their God. But when that don't happen, we sit back and say, ain't nothing we can do. Well, we know good and well, one man determined that. We just sit there and say, there's nothing we can do. We go back to the world system that keeps us isolated from the issues of this world. And don't act like it don't even matter. I know some of you sitting here now, well, that's in New York. That ain't got nothing to do with me. But guess what? Cancer gonna spread. And when you keep ignoring it, that thing will knock on your doorstep. And you sitting there being so selfish. See, that's a trick of the enemy. When you begin to see that something is spreading on your body, you got to say, no, we better kill that right there. Because if you don't kill it, it will kill you. But some of you are so caught up in your world. New York, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You haven't embraced the call to the nations of the world. That's going to affect many children, many people who are not spiritually covered to know any better, because our government is not being injected with kingdom people. And we could just sit here and shout and preach and all of that. Listen, we got to become the church. We got to rise up and know. We got to go into politics. Why? We got to make a pathway in the spirit from the Democratic, Republican into the kingdom of God. But God is looking for people who will rise up and say, I'll go, Lord. I'll forsake myself. Why? Because the world is dying and we're just sitting here. We're just flat-footed, just sitting there. Don't do nothing. When God said, I've invested things in you. Let me give you revelation. You're not God. You just don't have investment in God. God has investment in us. He's waiting on his return. When he sent his son to the earth, he sent that investment saying, I'm waiting on Metalli now. I'm waiting on a company of people that will forsake what they see and determine that my will is more important. And some of us, we just sitting there naturally like it don't matter. When the church does not become a gateway to heaven, Johnny, ain't nothing going to happen. We can shout. We can have a good time, but the church ought to be the gateway to heaven. Are you here with me? That's why I'm telling you, I'm looking for you to rise, to be strong in your spirit. Are you with me? Let me give you another thing, the true church, or what this church is going to look like. This church will have spiritual favor and stature. The church. That means when we walk out, being full of God, not just this spacey, spooky thing, but you got stature. You got to stop walking as though you're just natural in the city. You're just natural. Just let me get this. I'm just at the grocery store. Let me get this. Everywhere you go, God is saying something is brewing. You're looking at people. You're seeing them. Something about to happen. God, is it now? Are you breaking out now? Why? Because you're carrying stature. When you carry stature, devils will start messing with you. Yeah. Some of you, you wonder why your life is so smooth. You get complacent. When you get complacent, the only thing the devil do is come after your car or your house. When you get complacent, the only thing the devil, these things going to break either way. They man-made. But that's how you look at it. You conform all your spirituality into you and how God blessing you. Why? Because you don't carry stature. When you begin to rise in your stature, you begin to understand that the earth is the Lord's. The devil is a trespasser. He's trespassing on God's territory. So here I am. I'm coming as a police to enforce the rules of the one who sent me. See, don't worry about the one who can kill this body. Worry about the incorruptible one. You got to be more fearful of the one who enlisted you. God is the one called. Ain't nobody care. You put me in jail. You ball them up. Paul and Silas begin to pray. You know why some of you, I told you the other day, why some of you don't have enough God inside to come and change? Because the fire ain't get too high enough. You still in that little lukewarm. God don't come and save you till you really need to be saved. Some of you are halfway in, halfway out, and you looking for God. You got to tell them, turn it all the way up. Because the more it go up, the more we going to see God. See, some of you don't want that. You just want to go and you want it to be nice and appeal to your intellect, your mind, and how it looks. It don't work like that. You got to get down. What do you think Paul and Silas was doing at midnight? What do you think they were doing in the jail? They had to get to a place like, shoot, we don't know what to do now. It ain't nothing. We don't have no plan. There ain't nothing in the Bible to say this. There's no direction. You know what I got to do? We got to do what we know to do. Let's sing praises to our God. Let's do what we know to do. See, some of y'all got to get like that. You get confused. You don't know what to do. You got to say, shaka. I'm just going to stay here, Lord, until something begin to happen. If you don't begin to do that, God cannot come through. God can't do nothing because you don't want the fire to come out. Calvin, the real devil's got to be attracted to you in order for you to win the real battle. Some of y'all want these little itty bitty. You're winning these little battles with these little people. These little people, that's what I tell you. The way you see McDonald's, not no little car stop right here that nobody know, and you some big fish in a small pond. No, we hitting Hollywood. Why? Because our God is bigger. See, sometimes God needs people who will enlarge him. Why? Because we become people of stature and favor on the earth. You can't get favor if you can logic and reason everything out. You don't need favor. Because you got the answers. You know how to do it. It's only when you don't know what to do. You don't know how to interpret a dream and do it. This is what you call favor. When you match favor with stature, you're going to see the advancement of the kingdom. When men and women of God begin to stand up and stop letting the church be something that's just an inspiration. Oh yeah, if this is what do good for you, then you do that. Pray to get you along. No, this is how we live. This is how we create the world. This is how we create our future. Why? Because the church is inside of us. But if there's no spiritual favor or stature, man, y'all, the church ain't going to do nothing. We go out here and get all lukewarm. I always be saying, Whitney Houston, start watering it down. Selling our soul for money. Y'all got the CDs of these people where they just singing and they know, y'all know it. They ain't got no spirit in it. God used them with the words, but because they have no stature, they give it up. When Daniel was in the lion's den, he had to make up his mind. I'm serving God. When you don't talk like that, you ain't got no stature. You let money talk you out of it. A few thousand dollars because you needy. You don't have it. Somebody flash a big contract in front of you, you gone. Well, Pastor, I'm gone for a few years. I'm going overseas. That salary is 100 grand. So I'm going to go over there for a year and I'm going to send you back. Never mind the work. Never mind the strategy. Never mind how we supposed to work it out here. You don't think like that. You just think I got to go. Like you got to fix God for himself. God ain't trying to get you to go after money. He wants you to go after him. I promise you, if you will turn the money and all this, all the paperwork you got, writing down how this, and turn it away for a few hours and say, Lord, I'm not going to let you go until something happens, then God will begin to show up. But many of you won't do that. You rather appeal to this logic. You got to get yourself in the dungeon so God can deliver you. You can't just be natural. You lose everything, the very fiber, the soul of the church, when God don't begin to deliver you out of stuff. Every circumstance, you ought to see God delivered me out. Oh, that, see, you don't look at, if you read the Bible, I killed the lion, I killed the bear. God will train you up through the school of deliverance. Where he took you through, you had an option to do it the world way, but you stuck it with God. Because you stuck with God, hey, I'm going to promote you. No, man may not have promoted you instantly, but let me tell you something. I'm going to move you up, and spiritually you will grow. You only do that with stature and favor. Because you know that. You can walk on the job. God is your source. You can go. If this job don't fit me, then that's fine. Why? Because God is my source. When you don't think like that, the church becomes watered down with man's doctrine. Are you here with me? Let me give you another one. The church. The church is a place where God cares for his own, the house, through accurate connections. See, one thing that y'all, the Bible says about how they'll know us by how we love one another. But if you know that, why are you still bickering? Why are you still bringing in difference among your brothers? Why are you still not celebrating their differences? Why are you still isolating you and your kids as though you just come here for spiritual food to go back in the world and do your thing? Why? When you know they're not watching how much we prophesy. They're not watching how big the church go, how many youth we got, how well the colors are coordinated. They're watching how much we love one another. And something that the true church will model that you will not see anywhere is accurate connection among each other. Not just with the man of God, but among each other. Why? Because you will begin to recognize the grace of God on each of your lives. And when that kind of networking start happening, there's a fuel in the spirit that will come forth and begin to bring God into another dimension. But it's going to take people that realize that. Not just knowing people in the natural. You didn't see their difficulty. You know their challenges. But when are you going to grab them in the spirit? Discipline yourself to know people only in the spirit. Amen. I'm talking about the true church. This church that God is raising up. The church of every nation. This is what you'll see in it. You'll see people that are accurately connecting. You'll see it. They're connecting with their brother and their sister. They're connecting with their spiritual father. They're connecting. You're connecting. You're not just sitting there saying, oh, this is my pastor. This is who this is. This is my brother in the Lord. No, you're connecting. Your grace is emerging. That causes us to begin to grow more. That means some of you got to mature in stature because you're too intolerant. Some of y'all couldn't take somebody living at your house for a year. You can't take it. Some of y'all couldn't take somebody get put out. Somebody do this. Somebody don't have a car. If you got to go to Mount Pleasant to get me for 2 years, you better, if you my brother, guess what? You better be there. I don't care how you feel, what it looks like. But some of you are not there. You're ready to regulate the people. Well, listen, I can't be doing this and all this. Man, what do you mean you can't? We in this for life. If you don't get to work, I don't get to work. Get in this car. But some of you will make all kind of excuses. Why? Because you won't be strong with each other. Are y'all with me? That's what I'm saying. You got to accurately connect with each other. Stop knowing each other just in the natural. You know how you do that? You got to discipline your mind. Not to think of things that ain't got nothing to do with you. Things that's out of your jurisdiction. You ain't the father of the house, but you trying to regulate like that. Know the rules of engagement. You got to build with each other. Sometime if you sit down with people and just get to know them, stop waiting for them to finish talking, then you talk. Listen to them. Where they come from? You'll learn something from people. You'll find out that the people God assembled here, they love you more than what you think. You'll find out that people really want to help and bless you, and they need you to bless them. But some of you let the devil come in. Well, this, you know, he not really with me. You know, they say this. Oh, this is your inaccurate feelings. They've been here all this time. They want the same thing you want. Got some challenges, yes, but they still want God. The true church. The church God is building. You'll see accurate connections inside. Inside, they'll be connecting accurately. How we connect with the children. How we connect with each other. How you connect to me as a father. How you connect. How you connect is accurate. See, some of y'all don't like to talk about accurate connection because you don't know how to do it. You like the feeling connection. See, the feeling connection is different. The feeling is moved by the environment. If it's hot, then it's hot. That's the connection you have. If somebody don't have three things in common like you, you cast them off. You start talking to them, they say two things you don't like. Immediately you say, oh no, they off. Don't mess with her. Why? Because you didn't like it. Because you didn't know how to adjust yourself. You didn't know how to grow. You didn't know how to stretch yourself. You didn't know how to go beyond your selfish hurts. Realizing that we're all in the same house. If the father not regulating, it's probably ain't nothing going to happen. But some of you got to realize that. What are you supposed to be doing? Are you building with people, loving on them? And stop being so judgmental. Remember we talked about that? Listen, let me give you a revelation. This is in the Bible. The way you judge people. So be careful. Remember, the way you look at people and you get preconceived ideas before getting to know them, people doing that to you. Just look at yourself and be real. When you shun away because of that, people do the same thing to you. And the world look at us like, oh, man. Oh, man, they ain't doing nothing. See, the world don't look at it the way we look at it. That's why it has to be a separation of the true church and then the church that people have. Because if that don't happen, nothing will go forth. Are y'all with me? That's why I want us to rise and be strong. Make sure we have an accurate connection. When you talk to people, you know, I connected with like two or three pastors from overseas. New pastors. I said, listen, email me. Just give me an email every 2 months. Give me an update until next year. That means we will email at least 10 times between now and next year GLS to kind of give me an update. Let's build with each other like that. and maybe one or two phone calls in between. If something is going on, why? There's a strategy. In other words, there's rules of engagement. But if you move yourself to just feelings, you come in someday, the rain is going. Boy, I tell you, the devil will paint the environment for you not to do and for be progressive. You'll come in, you don't feel like it. You'll leave something somewhere and say, oh, I ain't going back there. The devil will set it up. The wrong people will come. He'll send the people to bombard your schedule. He'll give you the look, how you look at stuff, to set that mindset. So when somebody come and ask you to do something or come to you and say, let me borrow this, let me have this, let me do this, I need you for this. Guess what? You won't even see promotion. Because you never see promotion in a comfort zone. Because promotion don't come in a comfort zone. Whenever you're comfortable, and you're just comfortable, and people ask you to do something, and immediately you get irritated, it's because you have never set up rules of engagement. When you tell somebody, I don't mind doing this, you tell them that because this is what you can handle. You can have, I can have children every day. It don't matter which day because they're going to be in a certain category. They're not going to run everything. They're going to be like this. Didn't say they won't make you slow down. But they're not going to take you out of your whole life. But some of you don't do that. You got to catch you on a good day. You're walking out. You got to be feeling good for you to get them. Because there's no rules of engagement. That's how we do. We all have done that. But somebody can't count on you. Let me get you. You watch these five kids, Sheena, with Caden. Dominique, too. Do that for me twice a week. I didn't say if she said, well, Pastor, I just can't do it. That's something because her capacity can't do it. But some of you, you do it by the whim. Because you have no rules of engagement. You're moved by emotions. When I feel like it, I feel like it. And then you can't build upon people like that. Because guess what will happen when the person calls you again and they really need you? You won't be there. You know how much you can transform people's lives by just being there at the right time? If you can recognize with the right time, it's not all the time, but it's the right times. But some of us, we don't do that. Why? Because our comfort zone blinds us from promotion. Because we're only governed by emotions. As I told you before, I'm not going to call you unless I need you. So when you say no, then I realize where you at simply. Doesn't mean you're not going to heaven. But that's what I realize you at. But when you're emotionally driven, Johnny, let's go get something. Let me get $10. Oh, yeah, I got it. Well, you give me that $10, I'm assuming you're going to have it. But when you don't have that, you say, well, hold on, what you need this money for? Structure. Order. You run the people away. Because people just want to go by whim. Hey, what's God? Oh, God is with us. All right, hey. But what are we doing this for? What's the purpose? Why? Because I don't want to just keep giving you. I want to teach you how to fish. But let me find out if you want to know how to fish. Because if you're on one of your emotional whims, guess what? I'm just prolonging your funeral. You think about, what's the guy in California got the little foreclosure, the big church, America's Church, they call it. Crystal, what's his name? Shula, Robert Shula. They went into foreclosure with that big, it's so beautiful. But how many times you think people bailed them out before they actually lost it? They helped them. But they got into it again. They helped them. Then they got into it again. Helped them. Then they got into it again. Helped them. And then they got into it again. Why? Because they wasn't fixing the problem. When you deal with people that's emotional, you can't really build with them. Hey, I'm going to call you at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Let's talk spiritual. 2 weeks go by. I call you at 7. You calling me at 8. I'm sorry, man. I just hang the phone out. Because they're not serious. We just set this. It ain't even been 3 weeks. How sincere are you about this? 3 weeks and you already got stuff in the way. You can't push the distractions off. The church can't be like that. You wonder why people can't build with you in the church is because you're inconsistent. Some of y'all, when I say inconsistent, your moods up and down. You don't know who's going to come. How many know you don't want to deal with people like that? You come and you say something to them, and then the next day, they'll walk straight past you 4 times. Because somebody got them upset, not you. Yeah. They can't even tell you hi.
You in the house.
They can't even do that. Why? They consume. You never can trust people who allow their anger to ignore consequences. Because their anger will kill you. It'll destroy everything you made. Like I told you before. Well, Pastor, I don't always do that. How many hurricanes you need? How many? You know how many tornadoes you need, Keisha, to tear everything up? How many? You need one. That one could tear it up for 20 years. And some of you still say, that's not me. You don't understand. When you do a fire, you know in the school, they used to do the fire alarm. I used to pull them sometime until they start putting a little ink, because you can't erase that ink. It'll shoot off on you when you pull it. And they practice. We practice every quarter in the school. Everybody, bomb threat. Go outside, line up. But that don't mean a bomb happens. It probably ain't never happened with none of us. We have bomb threats. But ain't a real bomb. Because we know that when that one time happens, it could be enough to make up for everything. That's why you got to be consistent with people. Talk to people. Johnny, I'm going to call you. Listen, if you don't call me back, I don't want you to just start talking about all these excuses. Let them know. I want to talk to you. Let's get our 10 minutes. If you can't do this, then let me know. 10 minutes, we're going to call, we're going to talk, and then let's go from there. I don't want to hear that. Listen, let them know. If you don't call me because you had to go pick up beans or something for your mom and all that, just don't come back to me and try to make me feel like you're serious about this. Because you got 24 hours in a day. If you don't want me to budget your time, just be there, man. Listen, the first 10 times we do this, I'm really pouring into our relationship. So try not to miss, man, because this is what makes me feel comfortable with you, to start trusting you more. Some of y'all won't do that. You like feelings. You like people talking, and then they talk, and they make you feel good, and you be like, ooh, I got a kingdom brother. How many of the relationships, they fade out after a while because it's just emotional. Dr. Davis said this when we was in Chicago a few years ago. He said, you Americans, when I sit down with you, you talk so warm. But I never see you again. It's like I know you when you're here. But once I leave your I never talk to you again. He'll see you 5 or 10 years later. There's nothing in between. Because that's how you do when you're in emotional. Yeah, how many times you done this? Yeah, man, I see the. Yeah, man, let me get your number. You get the number, but you never call. You don't even want to call them. Let me get your number. Let's stay connected. Say you can't do that. First, you got to find out what's on the ground. That means people in the house. Let's build. You can't build without spending time. Come on over for dinner. That's why you buy a table that's big enough for more people. Bring the kids. Let's eat on Tuesday, Wednesday. Meet me at 6 o'clock. Bring the kids. Let's eat before service. Some of y'all won't do it. You'll go weekend, and guess what? You depend on y'all connecting just because you see each other. You know what in the church, you know what happens? The church becomes a job. And guess what? You have associates. You have the same kind of relationships with people on the job as you do in the church. Because you only see them because you have to. You only do that. That's the only time. It's because you see them, just like a job. Hey, Betty. Because you wouldn't even know Betty if Betty didn't come and work. You wouldn't know. But because it happens in the church. In the church, you get the same thing. And then you say, well, I'm growing. I want to help. But you ain't inviting nobody over for dinner, nothing. You ain't fixing nobody. You're not talking to nobody. Are you with me? Why? Why am I saying this, y'all? Because the world is looking at that. More than they're looking at our gifts. They're looking at that more than they're looking at our business. They're looking at that more than they're looking at the progression of your personal life. They want to know, can I see unified people with the same goal and merge what you come out of into a kingdom culture? That's what people are looking for. They're not looking for anything else. So you can get excited all you want to get. But there's no way you can love God and hate your brother. There's no way. Some of you don't want to be responsible. Responsibility is the advancement of how you grow. You can't grow without taking on that. Some of you, as soon as somebody try to pencil you down, you don't like that. You don't want nobody to do that. No, you said 7 o'clock. Don't get mad at me because I hold you to what you agreed to. Amen. Then you talking about, well, listen, I got kids. No, hey, wrong person. Don't do that. You said 7. So when you late and you're not doing it, you come with your hands up. I'm sorry, not justifying it. That's not how you go. And some of you are like that. You don't want to be accountable. That's why I don't want none of y'all coming to the Columbia Church unless you're consistent. I don't want, this is not a fairy tale. Oh, I'll just come today. And, oh, I can't come today. I won't come. That's not how you build. I don't want that. You come when you feel like it. You wake up in the morning and say, oh, this will be a good day. That's what people in the world do. It's a feeling. They're moved by what they see. If everybody's doing it, if the new book is out, everybody gets it. We got to be governed by what we believe. Are you with me? Let me give you one more thing. The church that Jesus was talking about when he called the 12 disciples together and gave them authority to preach the gospel of the kingdom and to heal the sick is here to advance the kingdom government on the earth. The purpose. That's why, y'all, we got to go into these domains. Man, we just can't sit. I think about last night. When this man get up, it's the time. New York governor, it's the time for this. All of the faggots on the outside getting all excited. They got their bands. It's not their fault. We don't look at them. They don't know no better. We're not trying to say they're isolated. They're going to do what you allow. They're just messing with their folly. It's not them. It's these corrupt government officials who don't hear God. Yeah. And Obama, Black Obama. Yeah. Yes, we can. Yeah. Yes, we can go into a ditch because spiritual alignment is not there. He's saying one thing and doing another. He's saying, I don't believe in this. Yeah. But it's okay for other people to do it. Yeah. That's a spirit of a hypocrite. Why would you put something on as my leader that you don't believe in yourself? In government and politics, that's accepted now. But Christians will yield the pulpit to Michelle Obama. Yield it to anybody that come. Al Sharpton. All these Democratic boys who will let this go. They'll let all this liberal. They won't stop until Christians begin to say, we got to advance the kingdom. Not build no family life center. Not buy all these buildings and the people are laying dormant. We got to take it, the initiative to say, guess what? We have to advance the kingdom. When I say we, you. You have to advance the kingdom. You got to grow, Kelvin. I got to grow. Mavi, you got to grow. We got to take it. And stop watching this corruption in the land. It's time for the church to arrest some of this. I gave you authority to heal the sick and preach the gospel of the kingdom. If Jesus is to come back, the church has to rise up to spread the gospel of the kingdom. Stop saying what you can't do. I can't go into politics. I can't do that. You can do all things. Who's enlisting you? Who you listening to? Whose report you believe in? Are you going to sit on the earth and let this Western world, Christian, American tightness keep you in a little box? You a pastor. You a singer. I found my call. Your call is to become like Christ. You're more versatile when you realize Christ can make you whatever he wants to make you. Jesus was all things. He could do anything. Greater work shall we do. And we're sitting there limiting ourselves to a business. Getting all our focus. No, if you focus on Christ, if you let Christ build his nature in you, his character, you will begin to see the world the way he sees it. He'll say, don't get boggled down in my creation. Fall in love with the Creator. And the church will begin to rise. The government will spread. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of church. Natural church. It's over. People is dead. People just coming and singing, dancing, preaching. These old quotes and old sermons. The grace. If it had not been for the grace, God's mercy, no kingdom advancement. They ain't advancing the kingdom. We on the TV just like yesterday. Watching. Looking on. Watching just like everybody else. But when are we going to get there? Soch. And some people can make it happen. Are you with me? Don't just watch. You got to be a part of that. Why? Open up yourself. Don't say what you can't do. Let God rise inside of you. I want to see the church rise. You want to see the church rise. We got to become a part of this fire. Be a part of the fire of God. When the fire of God begins to rise, then you'll begin to see it. But if you go home tonight, if you married, check your spouse. Say, oh, you're going back to the normal church. This is the year of the church unusual. Uh-oh, you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing. You ain't doing nothing different. You're just talking the talk. Don't get mad, spouse, when they're telling you the truth. You're just sitting there. I'm telling you to pray. I want to pray, and you telling me you want to watch 95-0 or one of them things, 95-0 or whatever TV show, Hawaii 5-0. You want to watch that. This is my time. I'm trying to push. I know, baby, where you sound a little dead there. I'm trying to go to another level, and you're trying to be natural. You know we ain't got no money in here. And you just want to sit in here and watch TV. Let's skip this hour in tongues. You know you ain't got enough to do this. You know these things are before me. You know spiritually you want to go. But where your time going? It's time for y'all to arrest this stuff. Because the government will not take over a city until it takes over your life. Bring the government in. I'm spiritual. What are we going to do? We're going to bring it in. Don't go home and be natural. Start reading the word. Get these CDs and say, let's listen to this. Let's wash dishes together and listen to this. For those of you who do wash dishes. I don't. I'm just saying, that's why. I have to try something else together. I'm serious. I ain't washed dishes in about 5 years or so. I haven't, though. I really haven't. But I say that. But what are you going to do to change the pattern? Or are you going to stay the same? Rise up. Some of you will stay the same way. Why? Because you go home as soon as somebody challenges you. You will find out what it is. Oh, you tell your spouse like this. You say, come on, let's do this. And they say, oh, baby, okay. You don't want to do it again? That's fine. I just know where the devil's coming in at. Right there. I just know. Yeah, can you pray about that? Because the devil's coming in. I'm trying to pray with you. You don't want to pray. Because it's 3 o'clock in the morning. But I told you, God said. Unless God only hear from you now. I'm just telling you, I'm feeling led. I want the covenant to come in. Change it. Don't go home and just get natural. Get spiritual. It's okay to do natural things. But be spiritual about some things. Talk spiritual. Then watch the movie. Pray. Do things. It's okay. But make sure spiritual things become a priority. Because there's no way the government of the kingdom will be advanced without people carrying it in their life. And some of you, you say that and then you go in and out. In and out. You with the government. And same thing you do with each other. Some of y'all still see each other and say, oh, I don't feel like being bothered. I ain't feel like all that. You do that with your own brothers and sisters. You're too moody. You tolerate instead of celebrate. That's because you don't know how to connect. People don't bother you when they come around like that. That's because you have this worldly way of doing things. This is your brother. How you doing? Good to see you. Some of y'all tell people, they didn't do this back in the day, but y'all, people just can't stop by your house no more. Well, she didn't say, what do you mean? I was in the neighborhood. I wanted to stop by and see how you doing. Some of you won't even answer the door. With your own brothers and sisters. The car in the yard, you won't even answer the door. You see? When you do that, you can't do that. Why? Because people love you. We come by. Why? That's because you haven't connected to people. It's okay. You can stop by. How you doing? I only got 10 minutes. I got to go. But you don't just shun people that you love like that. Some of you do that because your mind, you got moods. You're in and out. Oh, I don't feel like this today. She talked too much. He do this. And guess what? The same way you judging them, they judging you. Don't do that. Somebody tolerating something from you. But guess what? It's more good than bad with you. Always remember that. It's just a little bit of that stuff. You can tolerate that and build. Learn how to build with people. When you build with people, the kingdom could be advanced. You can't build when the kingdom is not in you. People come around you because they like being around you. There's always a reason. Sometimes y'all come around each other, y'all just want to build. You might need something. And some of y'all are so self-consumed, you don't think. You just say, I can't do it. But how could you do it if you know that person, that's their lifeline? Yeah. Because your sacrifice can be somebody else's promotion. But not when you're thinking about you. Well, I can't do it today. Some of y'all will do it when you want to, but people know that. But they can't count on that because you only do it when you want to do it. Go see how she feel. Then we'll see. That's good until battle come. You can do that. But when battle come, you can't trust people like that. Are you with me? Come on, let's stand to our feet. Talking about the purpose of the church, the gateway to heaven, spiritual favor and stature, connecting with each other, and allowing the kingdom government to be on the earth. Are you with me? I'm telling you, I'm believing God. Hungry to see God's purpose being manifested in the earth. Are you with me? That's why I'm telling you, get ready. Prepare yourself individually and corporately. Stop trying to judge. Just look at me. I'm looking at me. I'm not even looking at you. I'm looking at me. What can I do more? How can I change? Are you with me? Father, we thank you. We praise you.